This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, pet emergency financing and keeping your special needs pet active. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the thedoggydiva.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. I'm here with Monica Layton, president of Professional Pet Sitting. And hey, Monica, there's been some changes going on with the way, like the financing for pet emergencies, things like that. Can you let us know, kind of update us on what's going on out there?
Absolutely. So there are a couple options that a lot of vets recommend as far as payment for emergencies or simple care when the funds aren't available exactly at that time. So a lot of people don't understand billing and things like that in veterinary offices. And it's hard on pet owners when you have an emergency that you just may not be able to afford what needs to be done, but it needs to be done right away. And veterinary medicine is a totally different amount of expense than healthcare. And a lot of people don't always recognize that at first, because when you think about your human doctors, you have your practitioners, and then you go to an appointment someplace else for your x-rays, and you go to an appointment someplace else for your lab work, and you go to an appointment someplace else for your ultrasound. Well, all of that equipment has such high costs, and veterinary practices have to incur the costs for all of that under one roof. So it makes the overhead to run a veterinary practice extremely high. So when you compare medical fields, veterinarians usually have the highest overhead out of all the medical places, because they have so many needs all under one roof, where normally it's separated out. You have to have all the different types of equipment to do all the different things. So their overhead's much higher, so they can't really afford to piece out things with the potential of not getting the income back in. So that's why getting payment plans of veterinarians is so difficult. So they had a lot of companies come out with great ways that they could provide financing through veterinary offices and some at other medical places, to where owners, when they come into these emergencies, don't have to not be able to treat their pets. So you came out with programs like Care Credit and Scratch Pay, and Wells Fargo has a pet card as well. But they differ in their programs and what they do. So I just got a quick breakdown of each of them so people kind of understand the process behind them, and also little tips to know to keep themselves ahead of the curve when it comes to some of the APRs and things of that nature. So let's start out with Care Credit. Care Credit is probably the most utilized. It's the most common in veterinary practices. It's used by a very large majority of veterinarians and specialty veterinary hospitals, as well as a lot of medical places. So your Care Credit is not only good at a lot of vets, but you can also use it for vision, for even chiropractic, even for exercise equipment, you can now use Care Credit for anything that's health related, doctors, physicians. I used it when I got my wisdom teeth removed. And it's great for large expenses that you want to pay off with no interest in a period of time and not all at once. But there are minimums and requirements that go into that. So in Care Credit, you have a minimum of $200 per invoice. So it's not per, you know what I mean, for the lifetime of the card. Each individual time that you charge anything on that Care Credit card, if you are under a $200 total, you are not eligible for any kind of delayed interest, deferred interest, or discounted APR. So Care Credit APR currently is 26.99%, and it can fluctuate based on the market. And we all know the way the market is right now, interest rates are rising. So I always tell people, because they don't always realize, a lot of people go out and get the card when they have a large expense and they're able to pay it off. You know, for example, they have different time lengths that you can do. So the more you spend, the more time that becomes available to you as an option to pay it off. So for example, like when you hit 200, it'll open up options to pay out at zero interest if the balance is paid in full at by 6 months, 12 months, 24 months. They have different periods that you can choose from. So the higher it goes, the more options it gives you as far as the length of time. So you do have to make sure that that entire balance is paid off prior to the end of that promotional period, because it will charge you the deferred interest from the beginning if it's not paid in full by the end of that time frame. So always paying it off before the end of your cycle is very important. But if you make sure that you pay it off and it gives you the time frames, you know, clearly in your statement, it can be an outstanding tool. It takes a couple minutes to apply. You can do it right on their website. It's carecredit.com. You just type in your information. You'll get an account number right then and there. So if you have an emergency when you're in the vet's office and they take Care Credit, all you have to do is log in, get your account number. You don't even have to wait for your card to be issued. They can use that account number, get you taken care of right then and there in the office, and you'll be all set and ready to go. So very, very fast approval. You do need a fair credit score to be eligible for Care Credit, though. So if it is a person that has a poor, low credit score, they do run the risk of not being approved for Care Credit. The other thing is, under $200 limit, a lot of people apply for Care Credit when they have an unexpected emergency and they get the zero financing. And by the time they need something else, oh, they're coming in for vaccines, or, oh, I need my dog's heartworm prevention. If it's under that $200 mark, people often forget that you're paying a high interest rate. You're paying 26.99%. And the majority of time, these clients just tend to, and we see this at the animal hospital all the time, they'll come in and get like a bag of dog food, something that's $20, $30. And, oh, we'll just keep it all together for all the pet expenses. Let's put it on the Care Credit. And I always remind them, just to remind you, if it's under the $200 limit, you have the full APR of 26.99%. And 90% of the clients did not even realize.
Wow.
And it's in that fine print when you get the card. But I mean, let's be honest, people have 10 million things going on in life. So remembering, you know what I mean, the differences between the interest rates years later is sometimes hard to manage.
Yeah.
So I always remind people and give these kind of reminders, because oftentimes it's not that they would need to put that bag of food on any kind of delayed billing or high interest card. They just do it for simplicity to at the dog place. I'm going to use the dog card. So I always try to remind clients of that. There's also a program out there called Scratch Pay. And Scratch Pay works a little differently in some sense and then similar in others. So Scratch Pay has an option called Take Five. And Take Five lets you break down your bill into five easy payments. The first payment you make that day, and the next four payments are every 2 weeks. So if you have like a median amount of money or you just need a small amount of time, it breaks it up for you that way. But there's no hard credit check. So that is something that is factored into that, and there's no interest. You do have to pay 20% of the amount in each payment. So, and the first payment is due immediately when you sign up for the plan. So if you do not have that 20% upfront, then Scratch Pay, that Take Five solution, would not be something that would work for you. But it does have a high approval rate because it does not do the hard credit pull. So if you have a low credit score and you can afford the couple payments where you don't need the 12 months, 24 months to pay the amount off, then Scratch Pay is an option for those clients. And for Scratch Pay, it's very easy to apply, same as Care Credit. You just go on to the scratchpay.com, apply for your payment plan. You can do it right on your phone. You check what rate they have for that plan, and you pick whatever one works for you, and you can get the amount of care and service you need. So the Take Five program, it's no APR, it's 0%. If you need longer, they also have a 12-month plan and a 24-month plan, but that does have a APR, which would vary based on your credit and the length of time and the amount. So I know roughly the 12-month plan starts at 5.99% APR and can go up depending on the person. And then I know their 20-month plan initially starts at a minimum of 13.99. So depending on how much you pay and how much your balance is, finding the right plan that meets your needs is going to vary, but there are different options out there. So I always tell people, if your veterinarian does not do payment plans, which a very, very large majority do not, check and see what they offer. It does cost veterinarians money to be able to even take those cards. Like, veterinary offices have to pay Care Credit a fee to be able to accept Care Credit, plus the rates, and they have to, the delay billing, stuff like that. So not every single veterinary practice out there is going to accept all of these programs. But when you talk to your veterinarian, they should know exactly what plans that they accept. And you can also, if it's a need that you have, that you need somebody that takes that specific payment option, you can just go right to their website. They all have website locators. So you can type in your zip code, type in your location, and they can give you a listing of offices in your area that will take those plans.
I'd never heard of Scratch Pay. Yeah, I know. The Care Credit I have, and I've seen it at vet's offices that they have it. So, yeah, I haven't seen this one.
So many people have to rely on that to take care of emergencies when they have them. In a perfect world, every single person will be able to afford some type of pet insurance or some kind of savings to take care of all the pet's needs, but not everybody has that availability. So having these options out there for pet owners in those emergencies, so they're not forced to make difficult decisions and can afford the care they need, is a great option out there.
Yeah. And it's an alternative to the insurance, which you pay on every month. So, I mean, we have the pet insurance, but this is very interesting. And you said there was a third one?
Yes, Wells Fargo has a pet care card, but that is an actual credit card. Oh. And they do give discounts, but that's all based on your financials. So in order to get the full spectrum of that one, you have to apply for it And then they give you the full details based on what you qualify for.
And Monica, one of the things you mentioned that if you go to, let's say, CareCard, Wells Fargo, ScratchPay, if you go to their websites, they'll let you know.
Right. But like for CareCredit, ScratchPay, you know, they'll tell you all the offices that accept their payment.
Wow, this is really, really helpful. Having just gone through this myself, the emergency room itself, all of the care, it's very, very expensive. And they're always, so this is very, very good. Why don't you just give out, if you could just give out the websites and the information for the three of them one more time, Monica, because I think this is, everybody get your pens and your paper, because I think you're going to want to read about this.
Absolutely. So CareCredit is www.carecredit.com. And then ScratchPay is just the www.scratchpay.com. And the Wells Fargo, it took me a minute to find that in their site, because when you go to wellsfargo.com, they have a bunch of different credit cards. But if you just go under their listing or search out the pet care card, then it came up for me.
Well, Monica, thank you very much. This is a very, especially during these times, very welcome information. I hope that all of you can have the chance to jump on your computers and find out what's best for you, because this is definitely very valued information. So as always, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll be back in just a minute. Hello, everyone. Susan Marie here to tell you about the award-winning three-book series, The Doggy Diva Diaries. It is a trilogy of heartwarming and inspirational stories about Miss Olive, a lonely little rescue pup, hoping to find her forever family and friends and a life filled with love. In this series, Miss Olive learns that it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it's the kindness and love you have on the inside that counts. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. And please visit us at thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone. Coming up, have a special needs pet? How to keep them active? Stay with us.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. CattreeTray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Does your pup have physical limitations? If so, there's still so much you both can do together to help them live their best life. With us today to share her insight and encouragement is my sister, Colleen Gray. Now, sister, you have been on quite a journey with your sweet corgi Scooter, and thank you for being with us today to share your amazing experience with our listeners. I really appreciate it. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Can you tell the listeners a little about Scooter?
Yes, I'd be happy to. So Scooter is a 10-year-old Pembroke Welsh Corgi and very, very healthy, active boy throughout his life. He's always loved to go fun places, to go walking. He's never been one of those long walk adventurers. You'd never see him out on a 10-mile hike, but he always loved a walk for a mile or two in a favorite place, and that has always been just perfect for him. He's also loved his obedience classes. We're members of a local obedience club here in San Diego, and we've been going there since he was a puppy. And it's really a wonderful experience of bonding and kind of socializing. We're not really very good at it, and we're not very competitive. There's certainly people in our midst that are, but we just do it for fun, and we continue to do his classes today.
Scooter has some physical limitations. Can you share with us something about that?
Yes. So about a year and a half ago, when he was 9 years old, so he's about 10 and a half now, he started getting less stable in his hind end. So he had no pain, but when he was walking or standing, he was a little bit less stable. So again, there wasn't really any pain, but I thought I should have it checked out. So I went to my regular vet. He took some x-rays to see if there was anything wrong with his back. And there wasn't. So he said, let's just kind of keep an eye on him. Then he suggested that we go see a neurologist because it was starting to get a little bit more progressive. So this was over a few month period. So we went, we're very lucky here. We have some wonderful veterinary groups here. And we went to a neurologist and through an initial examination and kind of looking at the x-rays that our regular vet had taken, He suspected a degenerative myelopathy, which is in many, many breeds, isn't terribly uncommon in corgis. So he thought it would be best if we took a look at that and did some testing. Unfortunately, there is no absolute test for DM. The only way to really, truly diagnose it is on an autopsy. So DM is diagnosed by ruling out other possible diseases. So you do things like MRIs, blood tests, et cetera, and then also do a genetic test that shows that DM is a possibility. So there are markers that show not necessarily that the dog has DM, but that they have the genetic markers for DM. So after about a month of testing and ruling out other causes, Scooter was diagnosed with degenerative myelopathy, which is kind of like Lou Gehrig's disease or ALS, not a great diagnosis. So DM is a genetic disease of the spinal cord where lesions develop all along what's called the myelin. And that is a white matter pathways of the spinal cord. And it does not cause immediate paralysis. It does not cause pain, but it is a progressive disease that eventually causes total paralysis. And there is no cure, so it was quite a tough diagnosis to receive.
And how did you handle Scooter's initial diagnosis?
Well, although I knew it was a possibility that he had DM, because we were just sort of, you know, through discussions with my regular veterinarian and then with the specialist, you always know it's a possibility, but it was really, really hard to get my mind around the fact that we had this and our future was so unknown and he was so healthy otherwise. To look at him to this day, he just has this beautiful coat and this wonderful attitude and the sparkle and vibrance about him. And but he just has this genetic disease that's really, really a tough one to, there's not a lot of research on it. There's been some spike in research fairly recently because there's a correlation between DM and ALS. So they're thinking that if we can find treatments for DM, it might help with finding treatments for ALS patients. So there's been some more research recently, but there's not a lot out there. So, and as I had mentioned, there is no cure, but the goal is to help them stay strong and healthy and hopefully slow it down with physical therapy and other activities like swimming and, you know, just safely, enjoyable exercise. But at first it was kind of like, I was kind of like a deer in the headlights and I was on kind of autopilot for several months before I really got my mind around it, did research and became more confident and kind of marching forward and with more confidence.
I've lived through this with you and going through, and I'm learning as I'm going along with it, but Scooter's in physical therapy and he also does the swimming, and you just mentioned this. Can you just share a little bit with the listeners
what that is if someone has encountered this type of a diagnosis, knowing that, like you said, there is no at this time, but there are ways to sort of get through it. And his spirit is very, very high. And he's doing really well with all of the types of therapy that it is that you're doing.
Yes. Yeah. So fortunately, we have medical insurance on Scooter, which helped. Certainly, there are limitations on that, but it really enabled me to dive into doing physical therapy with specialists. And also, eventually, I have kind of added in some other things that we've done that are more low cost and honestly quite more enjoyable because they're more interactive. But the physical therapy that we do, we're very fortunate here in my area. We have a specialty group that has a rehab team, and they do laser treatments on him. They do water treadmill, physical exercises, so really like physical therapy in humans. So we do exercises with him at home. They do exercises with him at physical therapy. So he gets laser once a week, which helps with inflammation and stimulating that spinal cord. And then he does his kind of comprehensive physical therapy once a week, where he does the water treadmill and the kind of manual therapy that they do with him. Then we do work with him at home. We've, you know, been given some exercises. And then we added in swimming, which is actually a very low cost, or for some people, a no-cost option. So we have a life jacket for him, and we go to a pool because we don't have a pool here at our house. But we bring him to a person who does water therapy, and essentially he swims for a half an hour. He does really, really well. And where he can't bear weight on those hind legs in his little wheelchair or his cart, in the pool, those little legs, his back legs, move amazingly well. So we've actually been able to keep his muscle mass quite strong. And in fact, we just did a year benchmark examination for him. And the veterinarian measured the circumference of his back legs, and he actually has a little bit more muscle mass than he did even a year ago. And that is really, really wow. Due to the swimming and the physical therapy. And then also what we do with him, you know, kind of out and about safely in his, I call it his cart, but it's like his little wheelchair. And we get him out a lot, out on the grass. And he just absolutely loves it. So it's happy time. It's good for his mind. It's good for us. We have a lot of fun. And I still take him to his rally classes on Tuesday night. In fact, we have a class tonight. And he just has a blast with that. So kind of putting all those things together, knowing this is something that, you know, he is progressing and he is getting weaker. However, we're making the most of every day and keeping him as active as we can. Going to places we love. He loves going to the park. He loves going to see his friends and make sure that we spend time with our friends and, you know, out in his stroller or in his cart on a regular basis, at least a time or two a week. And then going to places. We have this place close by here called Bates Nut Farm. And we go up there and we visit the store, and they have little farm animals up there. And he just absolutely loves it. So we get up there probably at least a time or two a month. So just little special things like that that really keep him happy and are keeping him strong, which is really rewarding.
You mentioned that, you know, you do take him out and you'd still have him in some of his fun things that he was doing throughout his life. What was the insight that you had that, hey, he could still do this? Because, I mean, I see him on Facebook. He's happy. He is so happy, and he's doing things he loves to do. Yes, he does all his physical therapy and swimming. He does all the right things there. But yet you have still incorporated him into fun time, and he's doing things that he loves. Can you just share a little bit about that? Like, what gave you the confidence or the insight to, like, go, hey, wait a minute, we're going to keep doing this because, you know what, Scooter, you love this.
Absolutely. I think after I was really able to face what was going on, and honestly, it took it probably took a couple of months to really, you know, he's not going to get better. It's a disease that's progressive and there's no sugarcoating it. He's not going to get better. So I kind of had a shift in my mindset that we really need to enjoy every day together. And I have to credit his amazing spirit. He just loves life. And I kind of felt like we're just going to make the most of every day. And that's really kind of what we've done. Not to say that I haven't had days of, you know, being really sad and thinking, gosh, you know, how much more time do we have together? But then trying to shift my thoughts. You know what, let's make this day matter. Let's make this a great day in his life and in our life together, because he just is just amazing. He'll be 11 in October. So he's not a young dog, but he still just has so much vibrance and sparkle. And I really kind of turned to, didn't really do a lot of research. There really isn't a lot of research out there, but what research there is out there, I couldn't even face it. I couldn't even really look at it, because that would mean facing the reality of it. But when I did kind of get my feet on the ground and get some more traction, I did join some Facebook groups. Like there's a group called Shade Out DM on Facebook, and there's another group called Corgis on Wheels on Facebook. And I knew some of my friends in the corgi community. Some of my friends have had dogs that have had degenerative myelopathy, so it wasn't completely foreign to me. So I did reach out to those friends and I asked them, what should I do? So they said, you know, early on they said, get a really good stroller, get a really good wagon, get a really good harness. And those things will help you get around. The veterinarian said, let's get a cart for him, his little wheelchair for him early, so that while he's still mobile, he can get used to it. Because sometimes it's a little bit hard for them to get used to it. So I kind of had all the tools to help, you know, make this transition into this part of his life more successful, because I had a lot of help. And then when I join these groups, it's amazing the support that's out there. And I'm finding myself reaching out to people on these groups and kind of sharing our journey. And it's really rewarding to be able to offer suggestions to people who are maybe early in the process. And we really focus on maintaining his strength, focus on his fun activities. I'm reading a book right now called Corgis on Wheels, which has really helped us do a little bit more planning and kind of knowing what to expect. And just really, really making the most of every day and helping him live his best life.
Having gone through this, and I'm learning as you're going along, but you totally had a shift in your approach to like your treatments and what his condition is, and you kind of took more control over his physical therapy programs, and you're moving forward with a lot more confidence. Can you tell us what that was like?
I think getting more involved in these groups and getting some different perspectives. I mean, certainly I do listen to the veterinarian, and much of what we do is along the lines of what the veterinarian is recommending. But as far as the quality of life things, I just learn so much from others, and really kind of, for instance, the swimming, is something that was recommended by some other friends. Interestingly, wasn't as much a focus of the veterinarian, and because they preferred more controlled water therapy, like the water treadmill. But the veterinarian is now really on board with the pool therapy, because it's done him so much good. You know, looking at his muscle mass, that has actually really been stable over the year. I credit that with the 6 or 7 months that we've been doing swimming. So just kind of broadening my mind, and, you know, reading reliable sources and connecting with people who I really respect, who have been through this before, and, you know, really doing what's safe and what's best for Scooter. So, you know, kind of adding to what the vet suggests and the therapies that we're doing to enhance his life, enhance his strength, and just really trying to make his life the best it can be. And kind of seeing the results of that have really helped me move forward with even more confidence. So it kind of is a positive ripple effect moving forward. And now I feel like we're prepared for just about anything, but it took some time and it's taken a village. That's for sure.
Yes, it definitely takes a village. And what you've encountered over the past year and a half, it definitely shows how both you and Scooter have grown through this. Now, how are you and Scooter doing today?
So we're doing really well. So kind of on the realistic side, he has lost almost full use of his back legs. He does still do really, really well in his swimming. So when he's buoyant, he can move those legs. But in a normal setting, he pretty much gets around in his cart. But he does get around in his little cart. We make sure to protect his little feet, really only getting him out on grass. And when we get him out on surfaces other than grass, we are sure to kind of protect his little feet. But we get out and about quite a bit. We still get lots of exercise. As I mentioned to you, we're going to his rally class tonight. We go to his favorite places like the park. We spend time with his buddies at least once or twice a week. So we meet our friends with their dogs who have always been his friends. So we wanted to keep his life as normal as it can be. And we put lots of miles on a stroller. I got a really, really good dog stroller. It's called a Dogger, and it is fantastic. So it enables us to get out on trails, and he just absolutely loved it. In fact, I had him in his Dogger when I sent you that video the other day when he was just
loved that video.
In his zen zone.
And you could tell he's so happy. I want people to understand that if you receive a diagnosis such as this and you're like going, oh my gosh, what do I do? There is sort of a rainbow at the end, but it's you're doing things together and it's like encouraging Scooter to do more. He's like pushing you to do more. And it's really great because he's still going to his rally classes. You guys still go out. I know you do really long walks with your pups, and he's able to go on those walks even though he doesn't have full use of his back legs. And he has this little wagon that I see you pulling. I see so much on social media, and he is smiling all the time. And I guess that's why I want to ask you this, and I'd like you to sort of share with our listeners some words of advice or encouragement that you may have if they're facing a diagnosis with their pups to what you had with Scooty.
Yeah, I would say focus on their abilities and their uniqueness. So Scooter's still Scooter. He's still my my little man. We've had him since he was a puppy. And so it's just different, you know, he's still who he is. And so we just try to focus on the things he can do, kind of adapt with maybe some tools like the stroller or the wagon or his little cart. I even got little license plates with his name on it.
I love the license plates.
Just to make it more fun.
Yeah.
So just kind of focus on what they can do and really enjoy every day and get creative on ways to add sparkle to your time together. So, you know, putting a little license plate on their cart and their wagon, or, you know, kind of think about the things that your dog has always loved and focus on those things and kind of adapt to different ways that you can enjoy them together. It might not be the same as it was when they were 3 or 4 years old, but you can still get out there and enjoy it safely and really make the most of every day.
As I said on your Facebook, especially you showed me the day you shared, you're walking through the park with Scooty, and he was sitting at the front of his carriage, and the way he's looking back and forth, I said he looked like the captain of a ship, that he was looking out over the sea, and he was so happy, so confident, and his little head's going from side to side as you're putting have him in his carriage. I just think that's so important because
he loves going out. That's his jam. You're enabling him to be able to still enjoy the things in a little different way that he enjoys, but I don't really think he's aware of it. I just think he's aware, hey, I'm hanging out with my mom. We're going on the trail. This is really cool. I'm in this really cool carriage. Yeah. My mobile is really cool, and it has a license plate on it. He looks very, very comfortable, very happy, and he's doing things he loves in a little bit different matter, a little different way. But I think that it makes all the difference in the world. And it also, I've watched it help you, because I know when we get diagnoses on our fur kids, sometimes it can become like totally, we're like a deer in the headlights. And then as you go to learn more, I always say knowledge is power. And this is what you've experienced through this. You get more confidence and you learn how to navigate it. And that's what you two have done. And I see the bond between you getting stronger and stronger, which was strong before, but it's really a cool and inspiring thing to watch. So and thank you so much for sharing yours and Scooter's journey with us. I am sure that your knowledge, your insight that you shared with us today will inspire other pet parents who may have a similar diagnosis or a diagnosis that they don't know, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? It's okay. Everyone will get through it. Cherish the time that we have with them. And it's such a wonderful thing that you shared with us. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And I wish you and Scooty the best, and you have fun at rally class tonight, and tell Scooty I said Aunt Sue said to him. I know you'll send me pictures. I can't wait. All right. Well, thank you, sister. Thank you for sharing this. Give Scooty a big hug for all of us here. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show. And tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.